out of water. Remember when you were, when I was a kid, remember, did they still make Yoo-hoo? Yeah. They still make that? I used to think that was great. My mom said, you can't drink that, it'll rot your teeth out. I didn't really drink much because we never bought it. Only every once in a while I'd get it. But so pay no attention to this guy drinking water. So good to have you with us at TLC today. Man, let's say hi to our online crowd. God bless you guys. Thanks so much. made some good friends with Chad and April. So we were excited about that. And we've got a friendship. He's going to come back probably this year around the same time. If I can get him back twice, I'll do it. But just seeing some great things and seeing the Lord move. Isn't it wonderful to see the Lord move? See people get healed and just get excited about Jesus. And that, well, that was just wonderful. Well, I want to be obedient to the Lord and want to go and talk about authority. It wasn't real long ago last year that I preached on authority, but I want to bring it back again because if we don't understand it, sometimes, you know, hearing things more, I'm already changing and adding things in my notes, but we need to know who we are in Christ. Somebody say amen. We need to know about that. We need to know what we're supposed to do. Now, obviously, Jesus did everything on the cross, and we stay under that, and I can't redo any of that. He's already done it all. All my healing is paid for. All my sins are forgiven. The ones I haven't even done yet. Yeah, see somebody back, a couple people back there. Come on. Other people are like, he really did that? Well, sure, he's not going back to the cross again. That blood covered all of that. And so, you know, we stay under that, under Jesus. We love that. And obviously, we want to do things under his delegated authority. So no matter what anybody tells you, I mean, when you get healed, ultimately God does it. He might use people to do it, but you're just the jumper cable. You're the vessel. You're the one that's transferring the charge, so to speak. But I want to talk about the authority, and it's how much of it is up to you. It's up to me. It's the believer's authority. So here we go. Are you ready? I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm stoked. I got to even tell you this before we get started. We've already met with the architect. I don't think we have to meet with him again right now. I think we're caught up with all of that. And we're meeting with the contractor, hopefully, this next week. And so that is going to be, we're looking at the new, what the new entryway will look like and when that construction will start. And I'll let you know. And we'll raise money for that as that gets, you know, we get a plan and all of that. We got to find out what the cost is and get a plan. And, you know, we're made on purpose for a purpose. And we're going to increase the kingdom of God, not because we put on a new front, but I want to get as many people in here to tell them about Jesus and see his wonder-working power as we can. And plus, the doors are shot on the other one. And so, you know, we looked at replacing those, and it's just really, doesn't look too good. So it's just better to get a new look and all of that. So we're going to be doing that. The restroom, ladies, I apologize. Hopefully here shortly, that new restroom will be ready for you, and then they're going to work on the men's. But we wanted to get the ladies out of the way first, so give you precedence so you can go right in there. Looks really nice, though. What they've done in there is looking really good. And so we're excited to get that finished. So, all right, you ready? Oh, Thursday, where's Caitlin? Caitlin, youth are meeting Thursday? Okay, youth, if you want to come at 6, if you want to. If you don't, you don't have to because it's at 7, right? If you want to come at 6 and you want to be in a drama for Easter, meet me here at 6. Got a drama for you. Some of them already know it. Some of them are going, oh, no. But it's a good one. It's a good one. And if you want to, you know, help with that, I'll show it to you Thursday at 6. Youth will be, you know, we'll get done 6:30-ish, quarter till 7, and then youth can happen at 7. So 6 o'clock if you want to be here, youth, to look at the Easter drama. All right, here we go. I've got to see a lot of things in ministry. I've got to see a lot of things, a lot of things. Praying for people. And most time when we want prayer, like most of us, we're normal, we're human, we want what's happening right now. Can you pray for what I'm dealing with right now? This is the thing I'm dealing with now. So sometimes it's hard to see down the road if I can't get past where I am right now. And so I get that. So that we want that. Sometimes we're just sick, and it's hard to, you know, we've let the enemy come in, and we're fighting sickness, we're fighting this, we're fighting that, and we want to, it's hard to see, like, oh, I want to be this way, but I got to get past here. You know, when I played sports in football, I could focus on the goal line, and I liked the goal line, but I had to get 10 yards at a time unless I could break free. How many understand what I'm saying? So you got to get sometimes past where you're at so you can get to where you're going. So we're going to talk about that. If we're not paying attention, we miss things, don't we? I miss things. There's things that I'm focused on and I'm interested in and I see. And there's other things I completely miss that my wife will pick up. She'll see things that I don't see. Now, if it's deer in the field, I see those. Every once in a while, she'll go, "Did you see that deer?" And it's usually because I didn't see it. I was talking or something, and I was probably close to hitting it or something. And she's like, "You didn't see that?" But she'll see things, or she'll remember even things that I don't remember because I'm a dude. I don't know if dudes are like me, but I think. She'll say things like, "You remember that? Like, remember when we went there?" And I'm like, "Oh, okay, I kind of remember going there." She said, "Yeah, and you wore that." I just remember I was dressed. You know, I just got clothes on, I guess. But she'll remember those details. So I get it. We're made different. But we need to get to the place where we don't fight the same thing all the time, where we're not constantly in battle. We're not constantly wore down. And part of that is because we don't know what authority we have. We don't know how we can wield this book. And we can use what God gave us through Jesus, the Word, if we believe it, and put it in force. It's amazing to me when we use the Word, and the Word never comes back void, and it works. And it comes, and like, oh, wow, that worked. And I told her, let me give you an example last night. I'm jumping clear off this, so I'm just going to follow the Lord, so I'll get back. But I told her last night, I said, man, my arm... my shoulder. Now, I just got, you know, we've only lived in our house now 6 months, 4 months, 4 months. See, 4 months, 6 months. What do I know? We live there. Okay. 4 months. I finally got my barn and it's heated. One side is the garage. The other side is workout central. So I finally get to go and I got my stuff. Justin came over yesterday. I got my Bowflex out there. I took my dumbbells out there. We got it painted. We got ceiling painted. It looks kind of like this. I love this color, and it's got a black ceiling. It's got the kind of color on the walls, all that. Got the big TV out there so I can watch Rocky Balboa, you know. So I can watch that out there. And I can, you know, so it's all good. So I'm all happy about working out, and I'm all happy about getting my place. If we're not focused, we'll let things just slide on by. We'll let things go past us. And I'm trying to get back to what my original train of thought was, but with my place just getting out there to be able to go, okay, I want to use this. I want to do what I need to do. I'm excited about it. I'm going to do this, and I got to get this started, and I got to... There's so many things that we get on our plates. There's so many things that we get pulled away from if we're not careful. I'm not saying that's pulling me away. I'm just saying that's part... I have to get in better shape. You know, I know round is a shape, but I need to be a better shape than that. So I want to get better and get, you know, back to what I was used to. James 4:7 says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. So there's authority that we have in the things that God has given us, the mandates that he's given us to do, or the things. He's always made provision on how that's going to get accomplished. If he's wanting me, you know, for what he's called me to do, he wants me in better shape, he's going to provide a way for me to do that if I put my hand to it. Did you catch that? I don't have to put my hand to it, but then I cry about crop failure, but I didn't put anything in the ground. So I got to say, okay, God, what do you want me to do? And this is, you know, this is one thing that they get, people, we miss this. We know God can do anything because he's God. But we don't know he's already done it. Jesus already paid for everything. He already did it, and he's already made provision. We can't see that. We think our minds have been drifted. We've missed it, And so as life has passed, we just think, well, God, this is a new thing. And now he's already paid for that. We have to get ourselves understanding that Jesus already made provision for that. We have to then release and receive instead of beg for something we already have. It's quiet, I know, but we'll get there. The Bible says in Hosea 4:6, we are destroyed by the lack of what? Knowledge. So sometimes just because we don't know something, we don't know. So we don't do it. We have a knowledge problem. We believe God has the power to do it, but because we don't understand what our authority is, what our delegated spot is, what we're supposed to be doing if we're believing what Jesus said. So we go to God as, God, I need your help. Please help me. And he loves you. And he's never going to stop loving you. Nothing you could ever do would make him love you less. Nothing you could ever do would make him love you more. But he is like, I've already made provision for that. Do you believe me? Chad said it really well. You've heard me say it. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. We are just like him. People see you, they should see at least a glimpse of Jesus. You see, what happens in America and most of us, if we don't see results immediately, he didn't hear me. We take it personally. Well, God would do it for this person, but he's just not doing it for me. I had people that didn't know Jesus when I worked in a factory, and they would come to me and say, I need you to pray for my grandma, or I need you to pray for this, or sometimes it would even be for them. And they would say, because I know God hears you. But see, they don't think of themselves as somebody that God would hear, but he has no respecter of persons. They just don't believe that. I'm going to say that one more time. They don't believe that. So they don't feel that God listens to them. So they don't believe in what they say. They don't believe in what they pray. We are drawn to success, aren't we? We love Super Bowls coming up. The Browns aren't in it. Neither are the Steelers. Neither are the Patriots. There you go. So I'm just being fair. My daughter, she's down here in the front row. She finds a Philadelphia Eagles sticker, sticks it on her phone. She is now an Eagles fan. I'm like, girl, you don't even know what a football is. She's like, my Eagles are just going to fly. So what's your quarterback's name? My Eagles are just going to fly. But we like success. We're drawn to that. You know, I mean, the Chiefs are in it, and everybody knows the quarterback there and all the success. And I don't know about you, and people might not like this, but I am so tired of seeing Taylor Swift up in the booth when Kelsey makes any kind of play. Help me, Jesus. I thought we were watching football. Anyway, moving along. Feel like MC Hammer. Can't touch this. Anyways, we take things personally. God, you won't listen to me. We think he's mad at us because maybe we did something wrong. We feel guilty, and the enemy just comes in with condemnation and guilt and just hammers us. He's got to be disappointed in me because I didn't read my Bible enough, or I didn't quote enough. You see, that's about, you got to understand, you don't have to do anything for God to love you. God came before we were ever here, and he loves you. This isn't about what you do. Everything, again, think about what we started with. Everything is under what Jesus has done. It's not what I'm doing. I just submit to Jesus. Does that make sense? I can't go back and do anything. I'm just doing what he wants me to do. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I say what my Father says. I think the way my Father thinks. Most of us just sit and wait on God. Now, there are times, I think, when God says, just peace, be still. How many mothers wish they'd say that to your toddler? Peace, be still. Please. But really, in reality, God is waiting on us. He's waiting on us to put our hand. The Bible says he blesses the work of our hands. And guess what? In heaven, If we're not doing anything, zero means the same in heaven. Zero is zero. So for you, you want God involved, you have to be involved. Spirit, when you get born again, your spirit's connected with God. Identical to Jesus. Soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions, and you're housed in a body. I love the way Chad put it. He said, you know, Jesus did all this stuff. He did it in a human body. Before the resurrection. Pretty amazing. God is waiting on us. I'm going to show you some foundational stuff as we build this up. It's probably going to slap religion in the face a little bit, but it's okay. I do believe in the church. I believe we are God's agents here on earth. That's how we do the work of the kingdom. God shares with us. I want you to help this family. I want you to do this. I want you to love. I want you to... People need to see that kind of fruit. That's how the enemy works. He gets people to do his bidding as well. Let me just say that this is a church building. Never forget, you are the church. This is just a building. But the value is you. When you come, the value. That's why this building exists. Without you, why would we have a building? Why would we have a meeting place for all of us to come together? The building serves a purpose. That's what this is for. Man has taught us that God is sovereign. We understand God is sovereign by the definition. But that's why people, they don't want to do anything because, well, we kind of have that Doris, I don't, grew up Doris Day, que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. And we have that attitude. That's not a Bible attitude. We have to understand, we have to put our hand to things. How many moms know dishes don't do themselves? How many moms know that many husbands probably don't do them either? Or your teenagers. So we do what the Lord wants. We just do what he wants. Sometimes, you know, you feel like you're on an assignment. You're heading somewhere and you run into somebody and you got a chance to pray for them. And you're like, wow, how did that happen? I've been in a restaurant before and somebody passed out and Kim and I were sitting there and nobody was helping him. So I got up and went over and helped him and treated him for shock and all that stuff and had somebody call the ambulance and all that. And they gave me my biscuits and gravy for free. That was years ago. But I mean, you know, they're just going to like, yeah, he's choking. That's probably not going to be good. He probably needs that old oxygen in there. Mm-hmm. He's turning blue. I'm like, set him up. Pound on his back. And I mean, you know, do whatever we needed to do. And so we did. And anyways, what I'm saying is God wants to use you. But he's going to use you in ways that he's already provided for. You have to just, I said this to everybody last week. I said it to our core leaders. Do you know you can walk on water? We don't think we can, but you can. People are like, nah, I'll get out on a boat. I'm not saying do it to test the Lord. Watch this. There are still laws. How many knows there are laws? Gravity is a law. You cannot believe in gravity, but if I dive off this, there will be a tremor. We don't need that. So because gravity will, it's a law. I can't change a law. The only way for me to defy gravity is supersede it with the law of lift. I get that. But if I was in a situation and Jesus was calling me and said, I need you to go over here and get, and I had to walk out of a boat, you can say I'm crazy. That won't be the first time. But I believe I could. If he told me to come, Jesus said, you can do what I did in greater things. We all have that ability, whatever God tells us to do, if we do it under the of Jesus, the authority of Jesus, of God, we can do it. I've seen so many things under that authority that I didn't do. I've seen blind eyes open. I've seen ears that were completely deaf. I don't even know if the drum was even there because they in World War whatever, the guy was an older guy, a grenade blew up by his ear, not far from it. Couldn't hear, hasn't heard out of it or anything. I watched God restore it. I watched a lady come up with milk like over her eyes, and I put my hand over her eyes. Took my hands away. Her eyes were crystal clear. I saw it happen. I watched a girl that had her foot about like that. Watched it grow. I mean, I saw some of the things that we saw this last weekend, and he used me to do those. I remember I had prayed for somebody, and they had a on the back of their neck, probably the size of a, bigger than a golf ball, big knot, almost like a cue ball. And the mother brought him up and said, could you pray for him? You know, we have to take him to the doctor. We don't know what that is. It seems to be growing. And I don't have to know all the details. Listen to what I'm saying. What I have to know is I have to know that God heals. I put my hand on that, and I remember feeling that ball going down in my hand. I remember feeling it, and I remember thinking to myself, this is so cool. And it was almost like I could, it's like when you're a kid, you played with Play-Doh. Push the Play-Doh through the Play-Doh factory. All that stuff. Through. That's what it kind of felt like, just like pushing that down. And I took my hand off, and the mother went, and it was gone. I remember somebody came up. They had a rash all over their face and all over their arms. And it was a young lady, and they said, oh, we don't know what to do. I'm like, let's pray for her. Before she ever sat down, the rash was gone. You see, I don't have a healing book on rashes, blind eyes, golf ball lumps. What I have is I have Jesus, and you have him too. And the difference is a belief that Jesus is alive and well, and his word is ever present and ever active. God has delegated authority to us, and most of us don't understand it. You just need to understand God's not telling the devil, go ruin their lives. Go mess with them. He's not telling the devil to do that. You know what happens? We let the devil do that because we don't exercise our authority. When the devil comes in, we just get afraid and back up. And Kim and I are kind of sick of that for us. So we just kind of say, you want to fight? You came to the wrong house. Because you don't mess with, you can pull on Superman's cape, you can spit in the wind. You can pull the mask on the old Lone Ranger, but don't mess around with Kim. Mm-mm. You're like, you're messing with the wrong chick, man. She is like, you. I've come in the house, and she is telling the devil where he can get off. It's great to be able to tell somebody where they can get off. You can't do it a lot, but you can tell the devil. But we've been given that power. Now, some of this might rub people the wrong way, but just hang with me a little bit. You'll see some things, and you'll be like, well, that must be true. It's the word of God. I want you to keep an open mind. I challenge you to do that. If it's in the word, it's truth. Plain and simple. And the word works. Turn to your neighbor and say, the word works. One of the things I think you already know, we know this, we're in a spiritual battle. Not just physical. I mean, we might be attacked in the physical, but there's a lot of spiritual things. If we beat the spiritual, the physical gets lined up. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, this is what I was telling you, and I never finished it, and I just remembered, so now I'm going to finish it with my arm. It took me a minute. I was like, Holy Spirit, you're going to have to tell me because I lost my train of thought. My arm was hurting, and I told her, I said, my arm was hurting. She's like, okay. So I told her because I know that she'd pray for it. A lot of times she'll stop whatever she's doing, and she'll put her hand on whatever, you know, and pray for it. And she just said, okay. So I just started, I'm not letting this happen. So I started, I mean, I was having trouble because I took all the weights out to the, that's why I got there. Took all the weights out to the man cave thing and did all that and carried the scale out and all that stuff. And it was like I'd reach for something. I'd be like, ah. This is what I said to myself. Lord, you're not the author of this pain. I'm not having it. So I started moving it, little pain, but I'm just like, in Jesus' name. And I started doing everything I could, and I was moving it, moving it, moving it. She came out in the living room, and I'm just doing this. I mean, almost like, she's probably like, what's he winding up for? But what I'm doing is, you know, I heard Andrew Womack say one time he felt like he wanted to open up a jar and he couldn't open the jar. It was too hard. It hurt his hand too much. And he's like, I'm not having this. Listen to what I'm saying. Before you shut me down, listen to what I'm saying. He took authority over that and said, you know what, God? I should be able to open this jar. So he spent the next however many minutes it took to open and close that jar like 200 times. Now you might say, that's stupid. Well, if it was your hand, it might not be so stupid, but after 200 times, he could open that jar anytime he wanted. And he hadn't had that problem again. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You have some delegated authority, and what the enemy will do is wear you down where you're just like, it just happens because I'm older. Get away from that. Take some authority. Ephesians 6, 10, 11. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. You may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Where we lived before we live now, there was a road, and it was called Wiles Road. And Kim, it was kind of closer to go that way if we wanted to go to Myers or Wally World or whatever, Walmart. And we quit going that way because she didn't like Wiles. Because this is what wiles, the word means this, cunning, craftiness, deception. So it's a lie what it's saying. And the devil is full of wiles. So, I mean, yeah, we could drive that road. We have enough authority that it's not going to, didn't bother me. And it really, she wouldn't lose sleep over it. But she's just like, I don't even want to give, no, I'm not even having to fight that thought in my mind. Does that make sense? So, you know, it's no big deal to go another way. But anyway, Satan doesn't have any power against you. He doesn't have any power. People are like, did he get his power from God that he does that? No. Now let's do some history. He got his power from who gave it to him? Adam and Eve. And then when Jesus came back, he took it back. And all power and all authority was given back to Jesus. And Jesus said, I'm giving it to you. Guess what all means? All. So if we have all power, the devil doesn't have any power. The only power he has is what you let him, what you give him. So if he got power and he's working on you, guess where he got it from? You. Nobody likes to hear that. But I'm guilty of that as well, so don't. But it doesn't have to stay that way, okay? So I'm going to prove it. Sometimes we pick churches like we pick a restaurant. I'll go from the dude angle again. You don't have to act like you even agree with me, guys, or you'll get elbowed. I'm up here. She can't elbow me. She'll elbow me later. Have you ever said, I'm hungry? She says, I'm hungry. Let's go out to eat. And you say, okay, where do you want to go? And she says, I don't care. Wherever you want to go. And you say, okay. And you pull into a place and she says, I don't want to go here. And you said, but you said you didn't care. Well, I don't want to go here. Okay, and you pull into another place. How about this? No. You just want to go, just tell me where I'm allowed to eat. No. Right? I mean, but we're just different. We're just different. And so we, stay with me. We pick places sometimes on what the atmosphere is like. And I get that because sometimes I totally agree with her. There's a restaurant in town that she loves. And I will like it a lot because it's one of her top two choices. And I like it too, but when we go in there, it's cold and it's sterile. And if the weather's cold, somebody's always going in and out the door and the wind. And it doesn't bother me as much, again, because I'm a dude. And I go in the woods and sit in a deer stand or whatever. I'm used to cold, but she's just pretty and tiny and little. And she's like, so cold. We have people that come, I don't like that church because it's too warm, it's too cold. Or somebody will pick this church because I'm ornery. He's entertaining. I get it. And that's part of my personality. I get that. But you need to pick the church because the word is preached. And the word is walked out. And there's fruit from the word. And people are seeing the fruit. I mean, it's good if you have some fun along the way. I get it. But get past your physical. God, where do you want me to go? What's your spirit saying? Where do I have a peace? I hope he says here. But you got to stay because this is where the word is, where the Lord wants you, and you're learning things, and it's preached uncompromisedly. We don't water it down. We make no apologies for that. You know, I've had people come and true story, Lord delivered them right here at the altar, wrestling with the devil there. You know, I believe this and this and this, and I need delivered, and I prayed for them. They got delivered more than once. And then they throw the church under the bus and everything I'm teaching. I'm like, didn't you just get delivered? And then they're trying to correct and say, you need to do this. And my response to them was, I love you. God loves you. I make no apologies for what the word of God says. None. We have to stand against the wiles of the devil. He doesn't have any power against you or me. His only power is deception. I'm going to show you stuff from the word of God to uncover and take away that deception. If you could see the truth, how many knows the truth can set you free? You can break through his lies. Once you don't believe the lie, guess what? It doesn't have a grip on you. John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth shall make you free. Notice this, and this is something I wrote in here today. The only truth, it's the truth that you know that makes you free. Did you catch that? You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The truth that you know, not the truth that you just kind of think, the truth that you know. Ephesians 6:12, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Those four things, you can look at that verse, and those are all from the enemy. It's not really people we're dealing with, although those can be used and people can be used by the enemy, and you have to deal with that, but it's what is on them, that spirit of divisiveness and deception and all those things. But they're being led, and it's not by God. If it goes against the word, it's not God. So you just need to know that. There's people that think they're on a thing from God, and they're not. Because it just goes against Scripture. So if they go against Scripture, you can say whatever you want, but that dog don't hunt. If it's against Scripture. God likes to use his kids. The enemy likes to use people as well. But we have to put on that armor. We have to understand what the Lord is telling us to do. We have to submit to his authority because it's delegated to us. My sister's here. She's sitting over there. And we, you know, growing up, she'd say, you need to go do this. And I would say, I'm not doing that. She'd say, oh, yes, you are. Oh, no, I'm not. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, no, I'm not. Oh, yes, you are. We'd have that almost like Barney Fife and Otis. Yeah, 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 yeah. You know, that's almost like, you know, let me get my bullet. Because she'd pull that out. Dad said. That kind of kills it. Because if she said, I'm not doing it. But if Dad said, I got to do it. Why? Delegated authority. If that was truth. We had those experiences too. Dad said. And I'd say, why'd you tell her I had to do it? And Dad'd be like, what are you talking about? She'd be like, I almost got away with it. I do believe God has big plans for True Life Church. When I drive by here, I work this field. I speak blessing over the church, over the parking lot, and that'd be full, and people would get saved, delivered, and healed, and baptized, and their lives would be changed, and the city would be turned around, and drug problems would just go away. This would be a spot for the world to see, and God would just be drawing people. I just declare them, but I try to see them. I see all of these seats filled, this area filled, the overflow filled, the sides filled. You know, we're believing for maybe even Kidstown back in the courtyard, and this will open up, And then all of that over there will have more cafe and more rooms and more things to do and all kinds of things. There are times that I've gone by and I've just said it under my breath, Father, thank you for TLC. Just bless it. There are times I've gone by and I've been in the car by myself and, man, it's just like something hits you and you're like, in Jesus' name. And I'm shouting. If anybody's beside me, they're probably like, what is his problem? But I'm pointing at the church and I'm like, God, that will be a blessing. And blah, 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 blah. Enemy, you get your hands off. And I'm just declaring what I feel in my spirit. But I found out we have power to bind and loose. Did you know that? I think that's huge. And it changes if you know that when you bind and loose something, you're actually binding and loosing something. It's not just words. I have authority to do that. He gave me keys to do that. I'm just like, Lord, this is so good. I remember being at camp and God started moving. There's such an anointing present. I was praying for all these students. God was knocking them out in the spirit. But then there was a lot of demonic stuff going on. And this one guy was tall and kind of lanky. And so we started praying for him, and they yelled for me, PB, get over here, because they were trying to ask for this demon's name. And this kid, he got all contorted and weird and everything, and the voice was kind of like it was weird, kind of freaky. So, but again, if you know your authority, and you know whose you are. I'm not trying to freak you out. I'm just telling you what happened. And they were saying, because they took out of the Bible where Jesus asked the guy in the Gadarenes, what's your name? And he says, Legion, which means many. And that's where they went into the pigs, and the pigs went over the ridge, and you know. And so they're saying, well, we got to ask his name. And this thing is laughing at them. And so nothing's happening. Because they're like, state your name. I need your name. And for whatever reason, whether it was stubborn, they were even saying in the name of Jesus, but listen to me, there wasn't authority and belief behind it. Does that make sense? So they're saying that. It's like people say, Paul I knew, Jesus I know, but who are you? And so nothing is happening. So when I walked up, and again, this isn't doing this. They called me over, and I am not the end-all, see-all. See, you understand? I'm just telling you the story, okay? Please. And I walked up, and so then this thing got madder or whatever. And they said, he won't tell us his name. Make him tell us his name. And I said, who cares what his name is? In the name of Jesus is the only name we know. Get out. That kid goes, ah! And then fell limp to the ground. Story over. Which is like, who cares what the demon's name is? What are you going to invite him to tea? I don't care. All I know is, here's the name I know. I'm not going to talk. What makes you think a demon's going to tell you the truth anyway? I mean, it's almost like you have to be one of those Jedi with the Force. These are not the, you know. I'm just like, I got no time for that. See, I have to understand the authority of God. Is God's will for him to be bound? No. Is it God's authority that says I can bind and loose? Yes. Is it God's will for him to be free? Yes. Then I'm in agreement with God, and if God be with me, that's a majority. Get out. That's my sister and I, one of our favorite phrases, get out. We'll tease with that. I'd say that, get out. So there's things that aren't just, you know, there's physical, there's spiritual. You need to get that. But the enemy wants to create strongholds, but you have been given by God the authority to break those. But my problem in the past has been, I guess I don't think I can. That's all the enemy wants. Ha ha, you don't think you can. You don't know the word. The word says you can. So when it comes right down to it, who am I believing? So you see, I'm letting deceit in there, or unworthiness. Do you know that I'm not worthy, but because of Jesus, I am worthy. I'm not standing on me. That's just it. Come out in the name of Brett. That thing would go. But it's not me that I have. I have the authority because Jesus gave me the authority. So this is like, hey, Dad said, get out. And he's like, yes, sir. I mean, we live in a society that's warped. People can't figure out what restroom to go in. I don't know if I'm a boy. I don't know if I'm a girl. Look down. They'll tell you. We went into one store, and anybody could go in there. Guys could go in there or whatever. I just stood by the door because she went in. She's like, what are you going to do? I said, ain't no guy going in there if you're going in the restroom. I'm just like, well, then somebody better call the police. If a guy's going to come and say, I'm going to use the restroom, you can, but you're going to wait a minute. Nobody did, thank the Lord. I didn't have to exercise my authority there. But I was ready to. I don't know if that had been right or not. Local pastor. Thrown out. Anyway, I just want to make you understand that the enemy is twisting everything. He's getting you to doubt who you are. Listen to this, and I go back and forth to these. Think about this. Jesus, God created Adam and Eve in his own image. Made them both. They had authority. And the thing that got questioned was their identity. Did God say, who you are? You? Everything was about identity. I mean, even Jesus, his temptations. If you are the Christ, if you are the Son of God, if you are, it's always about, you see, it's the identity of who you side with. And if you say, I'm not siding with God, you're kind of siding the other side then, because there's really only two sides. You want power. This is one thing I love about youth. Youth are just like, that rocks. They start seeing people get set free, and so they're like, yes. That's why I'm so thankful that Alex is going to do that video. Oh, that's so good. I've been drafting him for about 2 weeks now. He's like, no, Pastor. I'm like, oh, yes, you're doing that. Cadence is like, you are doing it. You might as well just say yes. So anyway. But we're in a war. This nation was founded on Christian principles, was founded on the Bible. And if you weren't holding to that, you couldn't hold office. We've strayed so far from that. We got to keep ourselves in check. We got to keep, you know, we got to say, okay, God, where do you stand on this? You know, every answer we need is in this book. Where do you stand on this? Your Bible might have a concordance in the back. If it does, you know, if you're dealing with maybe you're depressed, okay, well, then what would be the opposite of that? Well, let's look up joy. And so then you look up joy in here, and then you find these scriptures, and you start saying those scriptures. You read in, and then maybe if you have a strong, how many know what a strong concordance is? It's not a book that's just like, I'm stronger than the other one. Not that kind of. Strong's concordance is actually one that just defines every word. Every word is. It's Greek or it's Hebrew. If it's Old Testament, it's Greek. If it's New Testament, it's Hebrew. And it'll tell you what that word means. And so then you can be like, oh, when they're saying this, this word actually means this. And then you kind of get a better idea of, oh, wow. And so then you kind of start knowing what you can and cannot do or what that means. When it says resist and submit and those, and you start going, okay, when all means all, that means everything. Then I give you part of the power. No, he says, I'll give you all. So you have that in you. You have the arsenal. But see, here's the enemy coming in and saying, I know what you did. I know what you did. But you know what? If you gave that to God, God just puts that in the sea of forgetfulness. It's gone. And the enemy will bring it back and condemn you and tell you this. You're worthless. You're not anything. And God says, you're so much worth to me. I sent my son to die for what you did. And if you will know who you are and whose you are, wow, you can attack hell with a squirt gun. You can do a lot of things. Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to a people, or to any people. We have to allow godliness. We can't allow ungodliness. Because if we do that, we're compromising and we're welcoming the enemy. We don't want to do that. Remember when we took prayer out of schools? Well, don't you wish we could turn the clock back and change some of that? Thank you. Know, you might not be a Trump fan or not. Yeah, I'm going to say it. So, you might not be a Trump fan. I get that. I don't know that I would go on vacation with him or anything like that. I'm not saying that. Him and I don't probably. You know, our personalities might clash. But I'm very thankful. I'm very thankful for a president in the office now that wants to uphold the Word of God. I'm not saying he's perfect because he's not, and none of us are. But at least he's changing some things that our country desperately needed changed. And I'm very thankful for the president. Okay, I said it. Ephesians makes it clear who's opposing the kingdom of God. So let's not blow this out of proportion. I've been in places where there's people that they see a demon in every corner and everything is demonic and everything. I don't think that is the case. Somebody twitches or coughs. Oh, it must be a demon. I don't think that is the case. You want to see people act freaky, just go into a grocery store and start having a coughing attack. They think, you got COVID. If you just want to be by yourself and they're by the cereal aisle and they're right by your boxes, just start sneezing and coughing. They'll move. You can get your post toasties and be on your way. But, you know, we've seen things unbalanced I had a guy he came to minister, and he did everything wrong. And I had him on recommendation from somebody else. And I'll take recommendations, but I'll never do it that way again, ever. I will hear from the Lord instead of somebody else and just be, okay, whatever. No, I want to confirm that with the Lord. Does that make sense? I hope that does. But what the guy kept doing is it was just so abnormal. He'd start talking to you, and he would just start going into whatever. And people would be like, and he would say, that was God. Really? Okay. And that would happen no matter where. If we'd be in a restaurant, and the waitress would say, can I get you more water? She'd be like, I'm like, no, that needs to be cast out of you. I don't know what that is. I mean, what person is like, I want to come to Jesus so I can do that? No. I'm sorry. That does not work for me. So I'm just telling you, this is your pastor, so you can like me or love me or don't like me. But I had all I could take. And I've just, you know, it is every, because if I'm out with Kim and I've had all I can take, I get the claw. That is the hand under the table. And I feel the pressure, and she's like, I know what you're thinking. She's not talking, but we know each other. So, like, if she has a headache, I could take an aspirin. You know, she knows. I mean, so she's like, I know you're about to blow. I know you're about to blow. She's pushing harder and grabbing harder. So we get back to the church, and, you know, he has another service, and I am like, Lord, and I'm battling this. I just got up and took the mic from him. I just had it. I just looked at her and said, I'm out. Walked over and said, give me the mic. And he just looked at me, and that was it. I said, go sit down. I said, we are done. I don't believe this is God. And the people, I think some of them clapped. Others were like, At that point, I didn't care. My own fault. Because I didn't use my authority first. You have authority given to you by God. I've been to people's houses and they've said, would you pray for me? Would you pray? There's weird things going on in this room. I need you to come in. I need you to pray. Okay. And I go in there. Well, will you promise me if you go in there and you cast that, will it leave? I said, yes, it'll leave. But I'm going to leave too. So you got to figure out how it got in. Because I'm not going to stay here. So you see, there are things under that authority that the enemy can't cross. It's almost like the goal line that the Cleveland could... Never mind. The enemy can't go across the... I love the Browns, so I'm sorry, Jeff. I do. That was the Browns. That's probably my second favorite team. So, you know, you just have to understand that you have authority to take care of things. I mean, I'm more than happy to come and do that. But if you're just like anything goes at my house once you leave, it's going to come back worse than it did before, according to the word. I mean, people come and say, pray over my yard. I went and prayed over their yard. And, you know, the Lord said, get some oil. I got some oil. Do you have any oil? They gave me a big bottle of Wesson oil. So I'm out in their yard flinging oil. Like I'm, I don't know, Betty Crocker, Paula Deen. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm throwing oil and I'm speaking in tongues because I'm just, I don't know what to pray. I don't know what they're fighting or what. So I'm speaking in tongues. I'm flinging oil. Then I stop because I notice I feel somebody's watching me. There's a neighbor going, with their mouth open and their eyes like, what are you doing? And I froze and I got oil in my hand. I mean, what am I going to say? I'm preparing the yard for a grill? I don't know. So then I just thought, I don't live here. Shake it all out of my coast. And just kept going. Now, I don't know if they had any other problem, but my point is this. I said all that just to say you have authority to exercise. If you're the priest of the home, you don't need me to pray there. You're living there. You go take it. Dads, don't, you know, I need pastor to come and bless this. I'll be more than happy to do that. But if you live there, you bless it. When we leave our home and we leave every time, Kim and I pray. We pray over it. We thank God for it. You don't have to be afraid. You just have to know what your authority is and be on guard. This is all God's stuff. Do you understand that? This is all God's stuff. Every part of equipment in here, God owns this. It might say TLC on it. We don't owe anything on all this, but it's God's. Well, what happens if somebody takes it? It's God's. Then God will replace it. Not my stuff. I'm just steward over it. Does that make sense? You have to understand that we are just under the authority of Christ. When I come to you, I come to you in the name of the Lord. And I'd come home from work before I was, even when I was pastoring, my kids would be, Daddy! And they'd run and they'd hug me. To this day, I'm very thankful. My son, who's in his 30s, will still come up, hug me, and kiss my cheek. And I do not care what anybody thinks. I have seen God do stuff. I have seen things. And God has delivered us from things by his mighty hand. The devil is not your determining factor unless you let him be. Do you hear that? Submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee, James 4:7. It says he'll flee from who? He'll flee from you. I'm going to submit to God, and I'm going to be a pastor over here, and you're going to be sorry. He's just going to laugh at you. No, I'm telling you, I don't care about your size. You don't have to be like 10 feet tall. You don't have to be the pastor. Because when you're in Christ, he's in you. Just like that guy, the kid at the camp. I don't need to know your name. Get out. I mean, that thing was just like, it was done. There was no argument. I don't have to talk to the devil. Jesus already beat him ugly with a stick. Jesus is absolutely Lord. End of story. If I had a mic, I'd go. God has shared his authority with you and with me. And it's our job to resist the things of the enemy. You have the power.
I got the power.
You have to sometimes take it by force. Because he doesn't just roll over and let go. Sometimes, I mean, that demon wasn't leaving that kid unless I said get out. If I said had lunch, he probably would have. Go ahead, just stay a little while. You don't give him choices. His choice, get out. Jesus just told those demons, can we go in the pigs? Go. Jesus didn't say cough in this bag 7 times and then we'll see. He just said, go. I'm going way past through my notes here, so. We need to hate what God hates, love what God loves. God hates sickness. I don't like sickness. I hate it too. It's part of the curse. So we have authority and ability to fight back. I love the fact my brother-in-law, he's back there, Jeff, he got prayed for right over here. And he's had his knees replaced. I watched him walk into breakfast Saturday morning. We had men's breakfast. We had 12 guys there. Now, Jeff used to walk like, I'm clear up here so you can't get me. But he, most of the time when I watched Jeff walk, he would walk like, have you seen Fred Sanford walk? No, you don't know that one, do you? All the years are gone. What's that? That was the theme song to that. So. Anyway, this is Jeff walking in yesterday morning. I'm like, I've never seen him walk like that for years. I even said something to him. And this is what he answered. He said, I got new knees. This is what I thought he said to me. I'm like, yes. What I'm saying is he received what God did that night. He received that. And he, now listen to me. Listen to what I'm telling you. I told him, I said, I'm going to get Chad to pray for you. And I prayed for him. And this isn't pride. I want, you know, anything God has and he needs it, he's getting it. And so he, you know, Chad's starting to pray for people. And I look back and I'm thinking, I got to get back to Jeff. I got to get back to Jeff. Jeff started walking back here. And they walked over here like that. He came over and Chad was over here. And I'm thinking, I got to get him there. And I said, I'm going to get you up there, you know, kind of. He didn't even wait on me. You need to hear what I'm saying. He didn't wait on me to do it for him. He puts his hand up and he goes, sir, sir. And you know what? God said, I see that hand. I see that heart. And Chad said, oh, let me pray for you. And the rest is history. Now, what happens is once things like that happen, listen to what I'm saying. Again, way off the notes. I'm about finished, though, so okay. Because I don't know where I'm at on that. But anyway. So here's what happens. Once you receive from God, the devil comes in and he says, did God say? And he starts talking in your ear. He starts saying, you didn't really. You see, you feel that symptom. You feel this. See, you didn't really get healed. That was emotional. You need to nip that in the bud. You need to just say, uh-uh. That day, God touched my knees. He touched my legs. He touched whatever that was. And you just give God the glory. And you bind and you loose. And you break those. I'd break that in Jesus' name. That thought, that's not my thought. God's will is that I be healed. I thank you, God, for that. And then I'd just start doing stuff. I'd just start, you know, look at my knees. Shut up, devil. You have to take authority because he will try to get it back. You can say that's not true, but I'm telling you, he will try to take it back. And you have to go, ain't happening. If you want, we'll turn Kim on him. She'll hoop and holler and get that devil out of there. But what I'm telling you is, you take authority over what God has done for you. You believe it. You walk in it. And the victory is sweet. You know what happens? You've been given the measure of faith. I've taught you that. Not just a measure, but the measure. Now, and it's just like muscles. Everybody has muscles. Some are bigger than others. because some maybe exercise more. And so they still have the same muscle, but it's bigger because they've used it more. Your faith builds. And you go, he did do that. I knew he did. It's awesome. And if you saw what Chad did, then he took the next person. He said, okay, go pray for this person. Because you don't have to be the preacher. You could have just got saved. And it's done. Because you're taking the authority that you know God just gave you, and you're walking in it, and you're about to exercise it on something that's less. Not the person, the spirit, the demon. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes?